This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Thank you, Lucius. Congrats to CA. Just made it five-time G-Bag of the Day status, winning by a percentage of 60 to 40 against Mark Martin there in your G-Bag of the Day. It is time now for your favorite Krusty segment of the day. It's Krusty's Corner with Brian Broaddus, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king himself, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that.
Salute.
And also wanted to say thanks to also, if I could, to Shell Shack for having me out on Saturday.
I heard you tore it up out there, dude.
It was
Mardi Gras Broaddus a little bit.
I kept it in the lane. I kept it in the lane, but I learned about how they do crawfish and stuff there. We kind of traded some ideas back and forth.
I was about to say, I know you were giving them tips.
It was fun to watch somebody else make crawfish than when you don't have to be the responsible one.
You were armchair quarterbacking.
I really was trying not to.
I believe you were trying.
I was trying not to.
How different would your process have been than theirs?
Their soak is different than mine. Remember, I always talk about how important the soak to get the flavor.
Inside that meat, not just on the shell.
Yeah, not on the shell. But that the soak is different in that way. But I understand they do some things like the way they use citrus. I'm not a big citrus. I use like lemon juice, things like that to try and incorporate flavor, but a lot of oranges and then a lot more with the limes and stuff like that. So yeah, they incorporate a lot more citrus, and I was like, okay, I see it, because some of these companies have come up with product that is like citrus, like a powder that you could pour as part of if when you're using your liquid and then your boil, you know, you could kind of combine the two. But using fresh citrus was an interesting.
Might add that to the old arsenal, huh?
Might have to add that one. I learned a little bit from them today. I mean, I really, really did. But thank you to them for having me out on Saturday. I really, really appreciate that. All right. I tweeted out, I mentioned my rankings of my players by position.
Draft week.
And so every day, there's going to be a position group or two that's going to get released. Tomorrow will be my complete stack. You can see how I have all the players in this draft that I've done, have them all in order for you, and you can kind of follow along. Somebody on Twitter asked me, they go, how close do you think your board is going to be to McClay's? I said, I hope not close at all. To be honest with you, no.
Does McClay ever text you and be like, hey, let me get a look-see. Let me get a little look at your board. Let's put both our boards on the table.
There's two teams of my gang of seven that asked for my board.
Just a little food for thought, huh?
Yeah, and maybe they'll use that as a mock draft. Because when we used to do mock draft stuff, I used Rick Goslin's top 100 that he used to do. I used to use him because sometimes you don't want to get it to where you're using your board because you can't get the players. You can't get the players right. You know, Rick was really good at getting a consensus from all the general managers around the league. So where his players ranked were based on where he saw them fit and was told. So you want to be able to talk about it and say, okay, well, we have this guy a lot higher, we have this guy a lot lower. You want to be able, when you're doing your mock, you want to be as true as you can. There's a couple of players I like to point out. We got the wide receivers, tight ends on the first group. And I want to talk just specifically about a couple of players in each round that I have. If you go through, I have Neighbors from LSU, Harrison Odunze, and Brian Thomas from LSU Those are my four first-round wide receivers. I'd like to talk about Rome Odunze from Washington, and he's the eighth overall player on my stack. This guy, I think, has a chance to be as good as Neighbors and maybe even as Marvin Harrison when it comes to his career. I think the team that gets him is going to get a dynamic player, an exceptional route runner, a guy that will extend for the ball, a guy that makes circus catches, a guy that's extremely tough. I would not be surprised if whoever took him, he had the best career of Neighbors from LSU, Harrison from Ohio State, as those top two guys.
How far you think he could fall?
I think he's going to go somewhere in the top seven or eight. I think when you start to look at, where people are going to see these guys, of course, differently. I think the top three are kind of either Harrison, Neighbors, Odunze, or Neighbors.
Some combination of those three are the top three.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if he was the best. And I think I think that the Giants were to grab him at their pick in that first round, that would be something you're going to have to worry about. In the second round there, I want to talk about a player on the wide receiver crew, Ladd McConkey from Georgia. And I've got Coleman from Florida State, Mitchell from Texas, Corley from Western Kentucky, McConkey from Georgia, and Worthy from Texas are my second-round wide receivers. But I want to talk about Ladd McConkey from Georgia. Here's another one of these guys. If you thought that Puka Nacua was a good player for the Rams, this guy's better. This is that type of player. This guy is a slot, outside, run after catch, catch everything, take routes inside, break outside, catch first downs, or convert third downs to first downs.
Oh, it's third and McConkey?
Easy.
So why isn't he a first-round wide receiver? Just because there's so many?
There's somebody. There are people that would probably have him on their board over Brian Thomas from LSU.
Wow.
Yeah. So
maybe he does get picked in the first round.
I think there's a possibility that we could see him go somewhere between 29 and 32.
Get Pat Mahomes, McConkey?
If he ends up in San Francisco or Kansas City, it would make absolute perfect sense, especially if San Francisco is trying to move on from Brandon Ayuk.
I keep seeing it.
If they move on from Brandon Ayuk, there's your replacement right there.
Wow, okay.
In the second round there. In the third round here, I want to talk about Ricky Pearsall from Florida. He is another one of these guys that when you watch him play, I feel like he can play outside, he can play inside. The thing about him is that he catches everything thrown in his direction. When we do mock drafts for the Cowboys, and it gets to the third round for where the Cowboys are going to pick, they're at 87, and if he's on the board, I fight my ass off to try and get the group to pick him.
Really?
Is what I do. I mean, that to me would be the best player on the board if you started to look at the entire board. I have him as player 61 on my board. So I kind of feel he's a little bit of a higher, maybe a second-round guy. But in the third round here, I would think that someone is going to steal a player from everybody. Whoever picks Ricky Pearsall from Florida is going to get a tremendous player.
So if he's there in the third round and you haven't taken your back yet, would you, Brian Broaddus, take the receiver? Less of the need,
yes,
but
yeah.
Better player.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd absolutely.
And it's a sneaky need.
I'd absolutely do that. All right. I want to get down into the tight ends now here in my last few minutes. I know that the Cowboys probably wouldn't address the tight ends. I've got Brock Bowers as my number one guy. I get him as the sixth best player overall on my board. I've got Sanders from Texas as my second round tight end. He's player number 54 on my board.
Okay.
What I want to get down to, though, is there's a couple guys here that I might have a little bit lower that teams like a little bit better, and we'll see where they end up. And it's a TCU kid, this Jared Wiley from TCU. I've got him in the fourth round. There's people talking about he might be the second best tight end, that people might have him ahead of Sanders or Theo Johnson from Penn State or Cade Stover from Ohio State. But I've got him in the fourth round. I don't think he's a great blocker, But what I do feel like is when you start to talk about players, these tight ends nowadays that can get down the field and make plays. Remember how we see Ferguson make those plays when they run vertical routes and they throw the ball.
Seam.
The seams.
It's beautiful.
This Cherry Wiley can make those kinds of plays for you.
Take a hit over the middle kind of deal. Hit,
catch the ball. He's really, really, really good run after catch. Exceptional in that. Ben Sinnott is another guy who I have in the fourth round from Kansas State. He's player 128 on my board. Here's the guy that was a walk-on at Kansas State that's probably one of the best blockers when it comes to with this group. If you're looking for that kind of guy, Ben Sinnott from Kansas State catches the ball well, kind of a little bit more of the underneath stuff than down the field.
Yeah, but I know exactly what you mean. This guy's blocking.
Yeah.
Try hard.
Point of attack, get after you kind of guy. Really, really good. And my final guy in the fifth round, and I know maybe Dallas is not going to address the tight end, but I was just trying, this is how my groups broke down for today. So it was wide receivers and tight ends. Just want to point out some guys. Eric Aull from Iowa is another tight end I have in the fifth round. And now here's a guy that you talk about Sinnott as a blocker. Aull is a transfer from Michigan. I know that freaks people out when you say Michigan tight end.
Yeah, but I'm thinking Iowa. That's tight end you,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, this guy right here.
I don't want anything from Michigan at this point.
No, this is an Iowa young man right here. And so,
no disrespect to the Wolverines. No, great, yeah, college, absolutely, program.
Yeah,
no, this guy's a Hawkeye.
This guy, yeah. There's a Michigan tight end in this draft, A.J. Barner. That's a pretty good player. But
rather have him than Scooney.
But Eric Aull, if you're looking for that complete kind of guy, when you talk about the athletic ability, the ability to catch, ability to run after catch, ability to be a point of attack blocker, you know, we all know Iowa runs the football very, very well. And when you look at Eric Aull, he's a guy that kind of helps him with that. He's also, like I said, the soft hands, the ability to catch over the middle, run after catch, transfer from Michigan. Keep an eye on Eric Aull, A-L-L, from Iowa. He could be a steal for somebody in this draft as a tight end.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Terrific reports. The draft approaching. We are coming up Thursday night. What time is the draft coverage going to start?
Is it 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock, man.
6 o'clock, yeah.
Our coverage brought to you by our friends at Pluckers. We will be at all 8 Pluckers locations partying with you on opening night of the draft. It's also brought to you by our friends at Zero Res. NFL news today coming up, Chief. Where are you taking us?
The C in Caleb Williams stands for confidence. And just how tough is the Cowboys schedule going to be this year? That's next year in the nation.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.